Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The NCAA has passed new stiffer legislation that could be called the Butch Davis Rules. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Somewhere out there, Butch Davis is planning a change of strategy in terms of getting back into coaching. And somewhere else, John Blake must be smiling. Spurred by several scandals, including ours at North Carolina, the NCAA has passed sweeping rule changes that take the Sergeant Schultz defense away from the head coach. It no longer matters, in fact, if the top dog knows nothing. That coaches like Davis and Kentucky's John Calipari were unaware violations went on in their programs and weren't mentioned in the NCAA notice of allegations no longer matters. Knowing and lying about it, or not knowing when they should have known, are all in the same category now. If an assistant coach commits a violation, or in fact if any violation in a college athletic program is committed by anyone, the head coach will be held responsible. And that's the way it should be for these pseudo-CEOs making millions of dollars to win big. In Davis's case, he got out of town after his firing, claiming no culpability for anything John Blake did or any of the impermissible benefits his players received. He has used that excuse ever since he walked away with allegedly clean hands and his full severance pay. But the new NCAA rules mirror what was in Davis's UNC contract and probably all head coaching contracts at Carolina, that it is a fireable offense if one of his or her assistant coaches breaks an NCAA rule. Now head coaches will be held accountable for anything that goes wrong in their programs, meaning you will see multiple game suspensions like retired UConn coach Jim Calhoun served last season. This is the most logical and needed change in college sports since coaches began making outrageous incomes and became insulated from what was going on down the food chain. The idea, of course, is to clean up college athletics, get the boosters and runners and bagman out of the game, lest the head coach pays for it. And I hope the rules clearly take it one step further, so in an ironic twist, the assistant coach who cheats cannot escape and throw the boss under the bus. While the new rules say the head man must be fired or suspended, the actual culprits must too. This is Archansky. See ya.